A Prickle of Porcupines, written by Sarah Case Mamika, illustrated by Nicholas Peruzzo. Some animals are shy and some dangerously bold. Many like the weather hot, while others desire it icy cold. There are solitary animals that prefer to be alone, and many, many others that enjoy a group or family home. Every group of animals in the desert or on the plains, on a farm or in the jungle, has an identifiable name. With a coat of sharp quills, porcupines live in a prickle, and this rodent's coat can do a lot more than tickle. You've probably heard of a bevy of quail, but did you know that turtles live in a bale? Penguins live in a rookery and enjoy icy cold water, eat fish, squid, and krill, and walk with a waddle. The king of the jungle dominantly presides over lionesses and cubs that reside in the pride. Grazing grasslands and savannas in a group called a crash, rhinos appear extremely slow, but can run surprisingly fast. With long necks that enable them to browse tops of trees, a tower of giraffes can eat leaves with great ease. Though quite dangerous, but cute and cuddly at birth, cheetahs, living in a coalition, are the fastest land animals on Earth. Emus, wallabies, and kangaroos live in a mob, while dolphins and whales can be found in a pod. Coyotes and wolves survive in the wild in packs, and if you ever see one, be sure to stand back. Domesticated alpacas are raised in a herd and sheared for their fleece when fully matured. Also in herds are buffalo, yak, and deer. If you know all these, give yourself a big cheer. Don't forget the llama, the gnu, and the moose. They live in herds too, but definitely not the goose. A group of geese is a gaggle, but only when on ground. For them, when flying, other terms can be found. In flight, they're a skein, a wedge, or a team. This is so confusing. Are you ready to scream? Would you believe bears live in a slough? Does that mean they like to spy and to snoop? While a group of snakes live in a bed, pit, or nest, it's a quiver of cobras. Who would have guessed? What about a baboon you may see in a tree? If you guessed Congress, correct you would be. But there's another name for this ground-dwelling group. Instead of Congress, it's simply called a troop. A group of apes is a shrewdness, implying calculating and smart. This includes the gorilla and chimpanzee, just for a start. With feathers adapted for flight that is silent, a group of owls is simply referred to as a parliament. Among insects that enjoy devouring lots of green plants are armies of caterpillars and colonies of ants. Through metamorphosis, butterflies transform from eggs to caterpillars before flying in a swarm. Besides swarms of flying insects like grasshoppers and bees, swarms of eels swim in the seas. A group of leopards is a leap, aardvarks an armory, jellyfish a smack, and barracudas a battery. It's a murder of crows and a rafter of turkeys, a mutation of thrushes, and a troop or barrel of monkeys. Alligators live in a congregation. Crocodiles, a basque or afloat. But if you see either one, stay in your boat. There are so many more, way too many to name. But if you know all these, you're way ahead of the game.